A language for women only. Page 18.
After her wedding, the young woman went to live in her husband's village. Life was lonely and difficult. Her mother-in-law made her work hard all day. Her friends were far away. However, the young woman had a secret that helped her feel better. On the third day after she arrived in the village, she waited for her husband to fall asleep. Then she took a small book from under her pillow. She began to read, and the words made her smile. What was in the little book? Why was it a secret? Long ago in China, only men learned to read and write. Women in one area of the country were not happy with this. In remote parts of Hunan province, these women created their own secret writing system. They made written symbols to stand for sounds and words. They called this language Nushu. In the past, a woman did not choose her husband. It was the custom for her family to choose him for her. When she married, she normally left her village and went to live with her husband's family. Before she left, her female friends and family wrote to her in a small book. They wrote about their friendship, their memories, and their hopes for her. At the end of the book, they left pages for her to write about her new life. The woman opened the book on the third day of her marriage. Her husband could not read it because the writing was all in Nushu. Men probably knew about Nushu, but they did not think it was important. To women, it was very important. In fact, when women died, their families often buried them with their Nushu third day books. How and why did Nushu start? No one is sure. Some people think a lonely woman in an emperor's court created it to send messages to her sisters back home. Others think Nushu comes from a very old language. 4,000 years ago, people spoke a variety of languages in China. Then the emperor said people could only use Mandarin. A man who wrote in another language could lose his life, but women were not so important. Maybe they continued to use the old language. In the 1920s, many women in China began to go to school. They learned to read and write Mandarin, and they did not need Nushu. In 1982, a teacher went to study the culture of Jiangyang, Hunan province. There, he learned about Nushu and wrote about his research. This was very exciting because there were no other languages in the world that were only for women. In 2004, Yang Huangyi, the last woman who secretly used Nushu, died. Today, there is still a lot of interest in this language. In fact, tourists from all over the world go to Hunan province to see examples of the secret writing in a museum. Some women even go to a special school to study Nushu. This secret writing is not a secret anymore.